Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a schluss for Esther Rose Bas Naomi Sara and Shadar Bafu Shleima and Jeremy Wernick, who encouraged me to give these shiurim. Shadar Baruch Abad Slacha B'chol Maaseh Yodav, Parashas Vayelech, Tov Reish Lamed Dalet. It says in the Pasuk in Hosea, Perek Yedalet, Pasuk Beis, Tav Torah Shabbat Shuvah, Ki Kashalta B'avonecha, it says, Shuvah Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, Ki Kashalta B'avonecha. Return Israel to the Lord your God, because you stumbled in your sins. And Emar l'chol ish Yisrael, this was said to every Jewish person. Av shechotav irshiyah harbe, even though he sinned and he did a lot of evil. Tzarech lahamin ki ikar nekudi Yisraeli shabo. He ben makoma, he has to believe that the primary Jewish spark within him remains in place. K'mash kasev ein ad mechotei ad shenichas baruch shtus. Reish Lakish says in Sota Gimel Amud Aleph that a person only sins after a spirit of insanity temporarily came over him. But the Nikudi Yisraelis isn't touched. For Nikra Michshal, and it's called a Michshal, as his Fasemis explains in Tafrei Samech Hei, that Rav Handler points out in his Kochoveret on Shabbos Shuvah Drushes, that the Pasuk calls it a Kishalom, which is just a stumbling, and it calls it an Avon, which is more serious, it's a sin. So what's Pshat? Is it a Michshal or is it an Avon? So the answer is, says this Fasemis, that there are two names for the Jewish people, Yaakov and Yisrael. And name Yisrael is never sell, is always an Akudi Yisraelis that's never Mizbatil. So that's what it means, that Yisrael, Af Bishachota, Yisrael, who is still Yisrael. Because that Yisrael, that Akud of Yisraelis, of Jewishness, has not been sullied and tampered with and contaminated, but rather remains pure. And when a person sins, there's a chelik neshama that goes away that can't be touched by the sin. Afal Pichain says this Fasem is there in Tafrei Samachay, Yesh Ba Kishalon Adevon Sa'adon. Through this sins, there's a kishalon, there's this stumbling. So in the goof, it's an avon, and the neshama, it's a chet and a michshal. In other words, when it comes to the goof is really sinning. But the neshama, there's always a nekud in the neshama. It stumbled a little bit, but the nekud Yisraelis can never be touched. V'zeshkas v'ad Hashem Elokecha, chiyus Eloki sheyesh b'chol ish Yisrael. That's what it means. Return to Hashem, your God. What does that mean? To the chiyus Eloki that every Jewish person has. It says to return to your neshama. So what does it mean, Shuvi Yisrael? Shuvi Yisrael means return to the point of Yisraelius. Return to your Jewish spark. What is that? Your soul. The Jewish soul. That's the neshama shenasata bi tahorihi. The soul that God gave us is pure. And that's what it means, Shuvi Yisrael, return to that nekudat Yisraelius. Where is it? Ad Hashem Elokecha. It's with Hashem. That hasn't been touched. So return there, not to the silly sin that you did. Forget about that. That's nonsense what you did. But you have to return to the Nekudi Yisraelis. Is that Shekasev lo Nemar? As the Pasuk says, Asher lo Yishenu Asus lo Nirkav lo Nemar od Malzei lo Nomar od Eloheinu lo Masi Adenu. Assyria is not going to save us. We're not going to ride on a horse. We're not going to say, you are our God to our handiwork. In other words, this Nekuda here is that we're talking about Maisi Adayim, the Advar Zara that people make. And that's contrasted with Shuv Yisrael Hashem Elokecha. So what's the contrast between Maisi Adayim, not going after saying you are our God to our Maisi Adayim, and returning to Hashem Elokecha? Because what's the Iker Tshuva? She's the Iker Tshuva. Lashuv lehistavek v'Iker chiyus Eloki shebo. That we have to go and return to our primary source of godly vitality. That's the Iker Tshuva. As opposed to Maisi Adayim, that's the contrast. Don't say Eloheinu L'Maisi Adayim. No, that's so silly. Maisi Adayim aren't your God. Return to your actual God. To the Neshama Shenasata B'Tahorihi. To the Chiyus Eloki Shabo. To that godliness within yourself. That's what you're supposed to return to. The sin was temporary insanity. V'lakach b'Shabbos nakel lashuv, and therefore on Shabbos it's easy to do tshuva. K'shlechol ha'briya aliyah b'Shabbos kodesh k'siv ha'ichal v'yishbos. And that's why the whole Bria has an aliyah on Shabbos. Because during the week Hashem created Bria as Milashon Bra in Aramaic, that means outside. But on Shabbos, the whole Bria goes back to the source, Hashem. That's what it means that Hashem rested. Avshalom bar b'gi olam, even though God didn't create the world with toil. So what does it mean God rested? That that during the week the world was made with melacha. What's melacha? Melacha relates to the word malach, angel. How is work angelic? And most people who go to work wouldn't tell you that it's angelic. Bevchinas malachim v'shluchim, because the word malach, an angel, is a shliach. That's the definition of the word malach, shliach. And that's exactly what malacha is. Malacha was God's shliach to create the world. It wasn't God himself, kiviyachle, it was a tzimtzum. In other words, this obviously God himself created the world. But this world is a tzimtzum koach of Hashem. It's like a shliach, insofar as that it isn't, you're not getting Hashem himself, you're getting a contrasted Hashem. Contracted Hashem, not contrasted, contracted Hashem. Hashem is made smaller, kiviyachle, it's a tzimtzum. It's a contraction of the koach of Hashem, aidei kamem tzeres, by a few means. So that's why that's what it means the world was created with malacha, because these are means. That's why a malach can't do two shlichuyos. A malach can't be a messenger for two things, because then he'd have to be two malachim, because the definition of malach is agent, is messenger. And therefore, the word malacha is also a messenger. It's a messenger of Hashem, but it's not Hashem himself, it's a tzimtzum of Hashem. We do malacha, these are also means to get close to Hashem, but not the thing itself. And on Shabbos we all become one, we all cling, we all attach ourselves to the higher root. Okay, so that's the two names that we have, Yaakov and Yisrael, and the Yisrael is never touched. And we have to go back to that Nekudi Yisraeli Shabanu. And it's easiest on Shabbos, because on Shabbos everything goes back to the source. So you can also go back to your source. And it says in the Medrash that the light that was put away for Tzaddikim was only stored away after Shabbos Bereshis. Af Shechata, even though a person sinned, in other words, Adam sinned on Erev Shabbos, so why was the light not put away until after Shabbos? Himlet Shabbos, lo nignaz al Motzei Shabbos. But because of Shabbos, the light wasn't put away until Motzei Shabbos. V'kanal, and this is because of what we explained. K'niz Karleil. Shabbos Shabbos yuchal lihios hizgalos after mishan esrachik. Shabbos is even if somebody's far away, there can be a revelation for him, and therefore that primordial light with which God created the world existed even on Shabbos. It wasn't taken away until after Shabbos. Why on Shabbos can we connect to that? Ki mizgal nekud pnimis shenekenuza b'chol esh Yisrael, because on Shabbos is revealed this internal spark that's stored away in every Jewish person. So it says a pasuk that world tzaddikim, and it says God plants a light for a tzaddik, so we can attach ourselves to this light on Shabbos. This orzarul at tzaddik is that nekuda that hasn't been sullied by sin. This is a very beautiful mimer. Shabbos is mesugel for tshuva, and the reason is because the sin is something external. It's the world of asiya, and it's not pogea. It doesn't impinge on the nekuda pnimis of a person. Shabbos, we connect to that nekuda pnimis, and we forget about the olam ha'maisa, and that's why Shabbos is the time of tshuva, to connect to that neshama elokis, which also doesn't relate to the world of asiya, of maisa yadayim. And that's the way Hashem did the world also. During the week, he created the material world, and on Shabbos, vayinafash, everything returned back to the source. And that's why Adam Rishon was sinned on Erev Shabbos. The light wasn't put away until Motzei Shabbos, because on Shabbos, even the sinners have access to this primordial light. So this Fasemis in one little shtickle, one little passage, teaches us so much. So now we're going to go to the second piece. Tav Reish Lam Adalet Ve'elech. Isa B'Gemara Zdonas Nasken Yischuyos Kan Meyira Kan Me'ahav. It says, Reish Lakish says, that Tshuva is so great that Zdonos become like shkagos. What you do b'meiz, it becomes like shogeg. Shem Rashuv Yisrael kikashalta v'necha avon meizid hu v'kakar le'michshol. And in stances the Gemara, avon is on purpose, and it's called a stumbling, which doesn't seem on purpose. Ini v'am Reish Lakish gedola tshuva oh, so that's why it says kikashalta v'necha avon meizid hu v'kakar le'michshol. Mezid, and it calls it a mishal. So what's the answer? The answer is that when a person does tshuva, the zedonos become shkagos. The avon becomes a mishal. The mezid becomes a shogeg. Ini frekta gemara, avon reish lakish, k'tol tshuva shazonos nasos k'schuyos. Shlakish says a different word. That tshuva is so great that the zedonos become like schuyos. Shenem v'shuv rash m'shas v'lash mitzvah stak aleim hu yichyeh. It's gevaldik. After you sin, it becomes a mitzvah. when a Rasha returns and he does judgment and righteousness, he's going to live on that. So this tshuva gives him life. And for the Gemara, like Hashe kan mehava kan meyir, when he does tshuva mehava, the sins turn into mitzvahs, zchuyas, merits. When he does tshuva meyir, they turn into shogeg. Out of fear, turn into shogeg. V'yesh lahavin. Frektis vasem is medav freshtem. We have to understand. Kevin sheshneim shavu lemakomam. V'sharasha mayafresh besiva shabbat tshuva yada. What does it matter if a person does tshuva mehava or tshuva meyir? He did tshuva. He came back. What does it matter why he came back? Boy comes home. He came home because he loves his mother. He comes afraid of his mother. Came home. That's what matters. We came home. We did tshuva. What does it matter? Me'ava me'ir acha emes. Truth is, keep li'ava yevshel lasha. Without a hava, you can't come back. Tzivu avim rak tzichziv avim nedava. It says in Hoshea, erpo mishivasim avim nedava. Perish Rashi avshen ruyim la'ava. Rashi says, Amar navi kach amalei rucha kodesh. Me'acha shiom lefanei erpo mishivasim avim benitvas rucho. Hava pishen ruyim la'ava. It's not ev la'vasim ki shavapi mimenu. Even though they're not right for Ahava, I'm still going to love them. I'm going to love them. It's going to be like a donation. Ohavim nedava. Perish Rashi, Avshem ruim lahava. Ivra. Shegam al zeyesh mishparu mida b'mida. Misha makari v'atzma, Avsheni yodea ech. Rak megageh lashuv l'Hashem, esnadeh v'atzma. Avsheni yodeh l'zkar, p'mokin Hashem, esnadeh l'ovosa. V'nimtza, Hashav meir, Hashem yisparach, makarav, esnadeh l'ava b'libo. Aval misha shav me'avosa, hu gadol yoser. But the truth is that there's also mishpat here. There's also midah b'midah here. Somebody who's makarav himself, even though he doesn't know how, he just has yearning to return to Hashem, and he's misnadev himself. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is misnadev himself to love this person. Like the Sfasemis, like the Imri Amis writes, Tafrei Shayin Ches, Vasemis his son, Shabashuva, Ksiv Erbam, Mushivasim, Ovim, Nedava. Rashi says, Isnadev Lavam, Kafimashi Kol Echad, Misnadev, Mashlech Menu, Hevle Olam Hazak, Kachagosh Baruch, Misnadev Lavosa. To the extent that a person is Misnadev, volunteers to love God, throw away this world, so Hashem is Misnadev to love him. So when a person is Shav Me'ahava, so what happens? Hashem loves him. Mida b'mida. Somebody who's Shav Me'ira receives the Avas Hashem B'lev as an Adava from Hashem. Because he doesn't have his own Ahava. All he has is Yira. So this person is misnagagea lashuv l'Hashem Yisbarach, and he's misnadev atzmo. He doesn't know how. Hashem is misnadev to love him, which means that he doesn't really have this ahava to start with. He has this yira. He wants to return to Hashem, so Hashem is misnadev to love him. But when a person, v'nimsa hashav meyir, Hashem yisparach makarav misnadev lahava b'libo. So God is misnadev him. He throws away olam hazeh. Hashem is misnadev. Hashem donates this love in his heart. Aval mi sheshav me'avasu gadol yoser. Somebody who returns out of love is even greater. So everybody says this fasemis is returning out of love. B'li'ava, you can't come back. The only thing is, it says, o'avim nedava. What does it mean, o'avim nedava? That God is misnadev to love you, even though you're not roi lahava. So that means that when a person returns out of Yira, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a little bit of love in his heart. He doesn't know how to return. He has this fear. He comes back to Hashem. Hashem is misnadev to love him, and he puts love in this person's heart. That's Shav Me'ira. So Hashem is makarif him. It's very nice. But Shav Me'av, he doesn't need an adav. He has it from himself. That's a higher madrega. So that's what it means. When a person is Shav Me'ahava, that's going to be a higher madriga. So he asked, what does it matter why the tshuva came into his heart? It matters a great deal, because when a person loves Hashem from himself, so that's obviously a much higher madriga. You're getting much closer to Hashem when Hashem gave it to you. When Hashem gave to put the love in your heart, then the person can't expect all of his mitzvahs to be turned, averes to be turned to mitzvahs. When can a person expect that his averes be turned to mitzvahs when he himself has the love in his heart? So that's the chiluk. The chiluk is, and a person is misnadiv miyira, Kadosh Baruch Hu misnadiv mikarvo misnadiv lo hava beliba. God brings him close and volunteers love and puts it in this person's heart. Al mishishav me'avasu galo yoser. But somebody has love in his own heart, by his own, of his own volition, so that's even greater. The person who is shav meyira, Kadosh Baruch Hu puts love in his heart, and therefore he's an alora madrega, and his sins only turn into shkagos. Commissaries to make tshuva shabbos tshuva, who beis tshuvas hanal b'shabbos kodesh mi'avo chol meyira. We also have a series to make tshuva, that's tshuva meyira, and then we have, because those are, that's the weekday, and we have shabbos tshuva, which is Shabbos, like we saw in the previous piece. Shabbos is the day when we all go back to our Nekuda Pnimis, we all go back and we get the Oraganis. So Memela, that's more Avedic. Whereas during the week, it's the world of Asiya, it's Chitzonius. So that is Miyira. So those are the first two pieces. Now we get to the third piece, which relates to Pasuk Vamar B'Yamuhu. When the Jewish people sin, so they said it's because God isn't among us. So my grandfather, the Chidush Harim, said, in the name of Rav Simcha Bunim Prashischa, the father of Polish Hasidus, and the pasuk that you're going to say on that day, because God is not among us, all of this evil has found us. That's a sin. Everyone asks, what's the problem? They're saying that it's because God isn't among us. It's like they're doing tshuva. The answer is no, it's a sin. Because you have to believe that God is always among you. God is always within you. God is always in your midst. One of the chedushim of Chassidus, that Chassidus always stressed, the imminence of Hashem. Hashem is within us, Hashem is here. The Arizal. Hashem is also out there, it's both true. He's beyond us, but he's within us. So it's a chet to say, ki en elokai b'kirbi mutsuni, it's not true, it's a chet. When we call makom emesu. So it's true. It's true that God is always within him. But it's also true that all of this evil came because God wasn't with him. When the Shekhinah is really with us, properly, then the Goy can't touch us. The Goyim are going to see the name of God is on they're going to fear you. But the words of Rav Simcha Bunim and Pshuto Shel Mikra complement each other. The Hashras Hashchina on a person is clear if a person is Mischazik Bemunaso, that Hashem is with him. And the Rose came because he didn't believe it, and therefore he lost Hashras Hashchina. Ach, ki ein alokai, ki she'odim nofel mibitchona b'Hashem Yisparach v'amar, ki ein alokai b'kirbay, dizem etzuni. When a person falls in his bitachon in Hashem, and he says, God is not among us, God is not within me. Because of this, all the evil found him. And therefore, this parasha is written that a person should be mechazik himself, to have bitachon in Hashem, and to believe that Hashem is within us. And through this, there's going to be a revelation of God's name on us, to be guarded from every evil matter, chas v'shalom. In other words, Rav Simcha Bunim is correct. They have to believe Hashem is with us, within us. But the Pashu Pshat in the Pasuk is also correct. That when all this evil happened because Hashem wasn't within us, meaning the Hashras HaShchina wasn't Nikr. There wasn't any revealed Shechina on us. Because we sinned, God left us. And now the Goyim aren't afraid of us anymore. And they can attack us. All this evil happened to us. And that's why this parsha was written. So one, Hashem is within us, but it's not always recognizable when we sin. this parasha was written that we have to believe that Hashem is within us, and through this Hashem will taka be within us, and then we're going to be guarded mikol davar ra. Hashem is referring to the pasuk ki teitzei machanei loyvecha v'neshmarta mikol davar ra. Ki Hashem is halach b'kerav machanecha latzilcha v'latzas loyvecha lefenecha v'yamachanecha kadosh v'lebrachar tzav v'shav me'acharecha. Meaning that when you go to war, you're going to beat your enemies if God is within you. You're going to be nishmar mikol davar ra. You're going to guard yourself from every evil. The Shekhinah is going to be recognizable. And then you're going to be able, let's say, soyvecha lefanecha, you're going to be able to destroy your enemies. So, another beautiful piece. What Tfasemis isn't beautiful? Tfasemis teaches us that the way to defeat our enemies is to know that God is within us. If you know God is within us, that itself brings the Ashras Shekhinah. But if you don't, then the Shekhinah is not recognizable and you lose. But it's a sin to think that Hashem completely left you. Hashem is always within you. The person can't say Hashem completely left him. When a person thinks that way, the Shekhinah is less recognizable and the Goyim have more power. But if you realize that God is always within you, that gives us the power over the Goyim and they'll never be able to defeat us. So that's that our secret weapon. Mamish's secret. It's a hidden weapon. Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one fighting the wars, and we just have to realize that he's among us. So we did three beautiful passages from the Sesemes. And we should be zocha lo modu la med lishma v'lasas. The kaim is called Ebrei Salma Terasa Behava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.